Okay. Becky, your turn.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to show appreciation of the hard work of the members of the Kowloon Tsuen Wan and Tsing Yi Task Force, of which we have the 21st meeting on the 9th of November. Once again, it's a four-hour meeting from 3 to 7. But we managed to cover four major items.
Please, minute.
The first item is this Tsim Sha Tsui East and Tsim Sha Tsui West action area, which is an updated progress of the public engagement exercise of the Tsim Sha Tsui Waterfront Revitalization Plan. Basically, it was a presentation of LCSD as a summary of the public engagement exercise phase one, which members have commented on the background information on the design of the questionnaire and on the survey methods, especially on the inclusiveness of some of the PE exercise activities, whether we could really reach out more to the public. Moving on to phase two of the public engagement, members actually have raised some specific comments on the updated design, and we really requested to see some more details of the revised design with technical details and responses to the comments that we have made so far. We have also requested for details of the public engagement exercise phase two to be shared with for members to comment before rolling it out in early 2016. At the present moment, we haven't heard anything yet, but we hope that we will be able to see some of these things before it's being rolled out. The second item that we've discussed is the progress update on the West Kowloon Cultural District. Basically, it's just updated members on the progress of the WKCD development. So WKCDA has been very good coming regularly back to the task force on the updates. And for this particular update, there's two issues that we have been asked for comment. The first one is on the proposed marine access point within WKCD. Most of the members are really very enthusiastic about the possibility of having some water access on the Kowloon Waterfront. And we've shown our support for that. And the second item is really on the pedestrian connectivity, especially linking the Kowloon MTR station to WKCD for both at grade and elevated levels. And we have also made some specific comments on quite an innovative design on the Artist Square Bridge. In this report, it says movable cover, but basically, it's just a cover on the top of the bridge that is designed like fixed blinds with better air and sunshine circulation, but it's also protecting the public basically from weather and so on. So there has been some comments as to whether some of these blinds could be adjusted to the sunlight and to shield the pedestrians also from road traffic exhaust and the color of it. So the third item that we have discussed is the proposed Animal Welfare Center for the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals at Cheung Fai Road, Tsing Yi. Basically, this item has been discussed previously in 2012, and we basically share the same thing that we believe that the land use basically is appropriate, and this is something that the waterfront could have on the particular site. But there has been some concerns because in this particular proposal, there's an increase of the plot ratio from 1.46 to 2.79, which is not really very minor. So there has been some concern about the visual impact of the increase in the height. The final item that we have discussed was the road and infrastructure works at Lin Chong Road site, Sam Shui Po. For this one, CEDD has came up with some of the design, but basically the design was basically designing it as a public road. So there was aspiration from members whether we can improve the streetscape design better so that it's not just for cars to move around, but as pedestrian walkway and to make it more pedestrian friendly. So we hope that some of these recommendations and these comments could be taken to be improved, especially on the design to change it quite dramatically to be more pedestrian oriented. So that concludes my report, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. LCSD here. Becky's waiting for some input. When can her task force expect some input on Tsim Sha Tsui?
In fact, the report is being
Sorry, you need
The phase one public engagement report is being prepared. And then once ready, we will present to the task force. I think in early 2016. Also, as well as the design, it's the same. Last time, we take into consideration of comments from the task force. The plan is being revised. The target is early 2016.
Okay. But I think Becky was looking for input on phase two of the engagement exercise.
For the phase two engagement exercise, it will start only after the formation of the committee. But this process has not been completed.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I think for phase one, the summary, basically we have an idea already, and it has been something that has already been conducted. So members of the task force are more concerned basically about what's going to be included in public engagement phase two. So according to what you have said, am I correct that the original plan of rolling out PE2 is now delayed? Because originally it's early 2016, so that's our understanding.
Yes, but for the formation of that committee...
Sorry, you need to pull the mic. Sorry.
That formation of committee has not been completed up to the present moment, so it may be there is a little bit delay. When the PE2, yeah. But it needs to start after the formation of committee, but that process has not been... completed as at
so do we sense it slipped a month or two? Is that fair comment?
That one is the phase two PE. According to our plan, it will be launched sometime in early 2016. But after the formation of that, after the lead of that committee, but for that formation of committee, it has not been completed. We will report back to the task force when we have a more concrete plan.
Right. I think perhaps Harbour Unit could monitor the situation and as soon as the committee is established, alert Becky.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to quickly say that, I mean, as long as our comments can be incorporated before the rolling out of PE2, I think members would be very grateful.
Okay. Ivan.
Chairman, at the 8th of December, I was invited to join a public forum on this subject at the outside the cultural center conducted by RTHK. The forum basically divided into three sections. The first section is asking the public about whether or not we need to do any revitalization of the waterfront along Tsim Sha Tsui East. The second section is about whether the public will accept the private sector to manage the public space. The third sector is about whether the proposed design would they accept the proposed design which will improve the public space in future. So the result of all the three sections, because at the end of each section, they ask all the participants of the forum to sort of raise hand or conclude whether they agree or disagree. The conclusion of each section is surprisingly about 98% of the people disagree on all the three sections. It appeared to me, because I promised in the forum that I bring back the message to the HC, it appeared to me that the PE1 is in a total failure.
It's
a total failure in the public engagement, the first section of public engagement. It seems that all the majority of the people in Hong Kong still sort of did not get the message, either did not get the message or they do not agree with the proposal of the project proponent. I would suggest the project proponent will require to seriously look into the subject matter and see how it can improve the communication with the community, because I think the HC itself have to make a stand on this issue eventually.
Would you be willing to sit with LCSD and feed that you know, the outcome back to them, because I think they're the ones who should be hearing directly how the event went.
I will not say it's my pressure, but at your direction, Chairman.
Thank you. All right. Could you talk with Ivan? Please have a dialogue with him, because obviously there's some very useful intelligence there which could help with phase two.
I think because for the report, final report of phase one proper engagement, the results and the comments from the all the participants, I think, will be included to the report. When Ivan attend that, I think what he say and then what was the comments from the participant will also be included in that report to reflect the situation when we present that report to the task force, the finalized report.
But that's a matter of record. I'm thinking we might be able to help you with phase two, because if the phase one was not successful, then you don't want to copy phase one again, do you? You want to do something which is more receptive.
Yes, in fact, in last task force meeting, members also mentioned about how to improve the proper engagement process, and then to make the phase two proper engagement become better, and then collect views in a more wider perspective. This will be taken into consideration, in fact.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other comments?